chest. Even if I lose my job, I will travel with phone in hand, searching the neighbor's yard. People don't seem to understand when I pull over in my car. It's you and me. I just ran into a tree.
What the hell is that?
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Dead Frog Radio. Welcome, welcome. This is version 2.5. Wow. I've done six of these now. For WBCQ. There's no way that Alan could have foreseen something like this when he thought of WBCQ, and for that I apologize. I'm sorry, Alan. I'm sorry. We're here to misuse, abuse, bruise, and cruise the ionosphere with this Patriot missile of bad jokes, poor skits, fake news, and shitty songs. Right here on WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA. I am Token, the one responsible for entering the launch code that set this weapon loose. And I will be here for the next hour to attempt to entertain you. That's not very easy to do. You people are demanding and picky. Ah, damn it, I'm still gonna try, so... Anyways, we're on the Book of Face, so... Please like us, please. You can lie, it's okay. Just click the button and pretend. Higher numbers mean more motivation, so please, please, please like us. We're trying so hard, come on, man, I just want you to like me. Anyways, yeah, we work hard to bring you a listenable show. If radio was easy, everyone would be doing it, so... However, liking us on Facebook is easy to do, so please like us. I thank you in advance, so now you're kind of obligated to do it. So, there you go. Anyways, since he'll be gone soon, we might as well play this one while we can. Here's Barack Your World on Dead Frog Radio. Keep it locked.
Living in a White House, heartland of America. We had some beers and shared some laughs. You swung me in slowly into your pentagon, and I showed you the meaning of chief of staff. My three colors are red, white, and blue, and there's only one thing I wanna do to you. I wanna Barack your world. On a Barack your world. People talk about taxes, gas prices, and being green, waging wars in countries overseas. All I know for sure is, baby, if you were my Iraq, I'd never pull out, if you know what I mean.
That means I'm gonna come inside of you.
My three colors are red, white, and blue. I'm gonna shoot my love for you. I wanna Barack your world, baby. I wanna stick my ballot into your box. I wanna bottomize you, lady. Your whole office is so sweet.
the United States. It has been 24 hours since the zombie uprising, and I'm speaking to you today with a message of hope. Army intelligence has recently learned that within 3 to 4 hours, the infected will stop being zombies. Now, that leads me to my second point of this address, which is actually somewhat of an apology. I know full well that I got on this very television yesterday and I told you people, I believe the quote was, shoot these zombie assholes right in their f***ing faces, by God. Now, I'm fully aware that many of those f***ing faces might have belonged to some of your friends and or loved ones. So in light of the confusion, I'd like you all to know that none of you will be held responsible for the murder of said zombie loved ones. I'm also aware that many of you might be holed up in grocery stores and bomb shelters, log cabins, and abandoned shopping malls, and will not have access to outside information and thus will not be aware of the impending reversal of the zombie condition. It seems hardly fair to hold these people responsible for whatever defensive actions they might take. So the United States government will not be prosecuting any acts of violence for the next 2 weeks. That's 2 weeks you guys have. Okay? Now, I don't want any of you hootenannies getting any ideas and heading down to the local skate park to take out those punk kids who are always calling you an old military queer, like a man can't just enjoy the mere laughter of children. No, this is just for justifiable, mistaken zombie murder. Okay? And I'm, again, sorry about the whole friends and loved ones thing. And, yeah. That's done. This plan is working perfect. 2 more weeks of this and our overpopulation problem is going to be gone.
Then we can stop putting all that fluoride in the water.
Yeah, and stop spraying all that cancer from the airplanes.
Oh, hey, do you guys want to go down to the skate park? Look at the boys.
The greatest form of control is where you think you're free when you're being fundamentally manipulated and dictated. One form of dictatorship is being in a prison cell and you can see the bars and touch it. The other one is sitting in a prison cell but you can't see the bar, you think you're free.
What the human race is suffering from is mass hypnosis. We are being hypnotized by people like this. Newsreaders, politicians, teachers, lecturers.
We are in a country and in a world that is being run by unbelievably sick people. The chasm between what we're told is going on and what is really going on is absolutely enormous.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us try to be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day.
Everybody is slaves, only some are aware that the government releasing poison in the air. That's the reason I collect so many guns in my lair. I ain't never caught slipping, never underprepared. Yeah, they shade sign on me, they just bring it proudly. George Bush the grandson of Aleister Crowley. They want you to believe the lie that the enemy's Saudi. The enemy ain't Saudi, the enemy around me. It's fluoride in the water, but nobody know that. It's also a prominent ingredient in Prozac.
For real?
How could any government bestow that upon people who believe in political throwback? That's not all that I'm here to present you. I know about the Black Pope in Solomon's Temple.
Yeah.
About the Vatican assassins and how they will get you. And how they clone Barack Hussein Obama in a test tube.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us fight and be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end.
Whoever built the pyramids had knowledge of electrical power. And you know that that's the information that they suppress and devour. Who you sick the motherfuckers that crashed in the tower? Who you sick that made it turn into ash in an hour? The same ones that invaded Jerome. The ones that never told you about the skeletons on the moon. Yeah, the ones that poison all the food you consume. The ones that never told you about the Mount Vesuvius tombs. The bird flu is a lie, the swine flu is a lie. Why would that even come as a surprise? Yeah, the polio vaccine made you die. It caused cancer and it cost a lot of people their lives. Do y'all know about Bohemian Grove? How the world leaders the sacrifice of children in robes. Lucifer is God in the public school system. I suggest you open up your ears and you listen.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us modern day slaves. And everybody's just walking around, out in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of days.
The greatest hypnotist on planet Earth is a oblong box in the corner of the room. It is constantly telling us what to believe is real.
If you can persuade them that what they see with their eyes is what there is to see, you got them. Because they'll laugh in the face of an explanation that portrays the bigger picture of what's happening. And they have.
All right, Dead Frog Radio, that was... I don't remember the name of the song, but it's a really good anti-government rap, so obviously that's very appropriate right there. I've been going weeks and weeks and weeks, and this is before I even started the show. I know this is so immature, I can't help myself. The owner of the station's name is Alan Wiener. I mean, come on. Wiener. What am I supposed to do with that? He's a fairly large guy, not fat, but he's tall, so I mean, he's a large wiener. I'm sorry, I just have to put it out there. Not the large wiener, because that's illegal, but come on, his name is Wiener. But I get that now I'm going back to, you know, grade school joke. I don't care, his name is Wiener. How did this ever cease to be funny? And every, you know, there's no irony to it. It's just like, I know, I'm beyond help. I get this, folks. Well, the big thing would be, we're not talking about Wiener anymore. I guess that would be the big thing. Really? We're really going here? I'm really going there. Folks, I need help. I need help. You know what, we're just going to go into a song. That's enough Wiener jokes for now. But in all honesty, without Alan Wiener, there would be no return of Dead Frog Radio. Without Mr. Wiener, free speech would be in jeopardy. It already is in jeopardy, but, you know, at least as long as we've got people such as a Mr. Alan Wiener keeping this dream alive, I do appreciate it. And the world is a much better place for that. Not because of Dead Frog Radio existing. Have you heard this show? Are you guys listening to what's going on here? Seriously? If this is what free speech is all about, y'all should be afraid for this millennial generation, because yeah, we are... there's something wrong with us, as you can tell. Regardless, let's go ahead and go into some more music here. We've got some System of a Down, and it's right here on Dead Frog Radio, WBCQ, The Planet.
Hey man, look at me rocking out, I'm on Could I trouble you for a glass of warm milk? It helps put me to sleep.
You could trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up. Now you will go to sleep, or I will put you to sleep. Check out the name tag. You're in my world now, Grandma.
Oh, dear.
I never meant to give you mushrooms, girl. I never meant to bring you to my world. But now you're sitting in the corner crying, and now it's my fault, my fault. I never meant to give you mushrooms, girl. Meant to bring you to my world, but now you're sitting in the corner crying, and now it's my fault, my fault.
I went to John's rave with Ron and Dave, and met a new wave blind babe with half of her head shaved. A nurse aide who came to get laid and tied up with first aid tape and raped on the first date. Susan, an ex-heroin addict who just stopped using, who loved booze and alternative music. Told me she was going back into using again. I said, wait, first try this hallucinogen. It's better than heroin here and the booze in the gin. Come here, let's go in here. Who's in the den?
It's me and Kelly.
My bad. Let's try another room.
I don't trust you.
Shut up, slut. Chew up this mushroom. This'll help you get in touch with your roots. We'll get barefoot, butt naked, and run in the woods.
Oh, hell. I might as well try him. This party is so trash.
Oh, dang. I ain't mean for you to eat the whole bag.
Huh?
I never meant to give you mushrooms, girl. I never meant to bring you to my world. But now you're sitting in the corner crying. And now it's my fault, my fault.
I'm sorry.
I never meant to give you mushrooms, girl. I never meant to bring you to my world. But now you're sitting in the corner crying. And now it's my fault, my fault.
Yo, Sue.
Get away from me. I don't know you.
Oh, shoot. She's tripping.
I need to go pee.
I wasn't trying to turn this into something major. I just wanted to make you appreciate nature. Susan, stop crying, I don't hate ya. The world's not against you, I'm sorry your father raped ya. So what, you had your little coochie in your dad's mouth? That ain't no reason to start wigging and spaz out. She said,
help me, I think I'm having a seizure.
I said, I'm high too, bitch, quit grabbing my t-shirt.
Let go.
Would you calm down, you're starting to scare me. She said,
I'm 26 years old and I'm not married. I don't even have any kids and I can't cook.
I'm over here, Sue, you're talking to the plant. Look, we need to get to a hospital before it's too late, cause I never seen anyone eat as many shrooms as you ate.
I never meant to give you mushrooms, girl.
Whoops.
I never meant to bring you to my world. But now you're sitting in the corner crying, and now it's my fault, my fault.
It's an accident.
I never meant to give you mushrooms, girl.
swallow your tongue. Want some gum? Put down the scissors before you do something dumb. I'll be right back. Just chill, baby, please. I gotta go find Dave. He's the one who gave me these. John, where's Dave at before I bash you? He's in the bathroom. I think he's taking a crap, dude. Dave, pull up your pants. We need an ambulance. There's a girl upstairs talking to plants, chopping her hair off. And it's only 2 days left of spring break. How long do these things take to wear off? Well, it depends on how many you had. I took three. She ate the other 22 caps. Now she's upstairs crying out her eyeballs, drinking Lysol. She's gonna die, dude. I know, and it's my fault. My God.
I never meant to give you mushrooms, girl. I never meant to bring you to my world.
Sorry.
But now you're sitting in the corner crying, and now it's my fault.
Radio. That was my fault. My fault. I didn't mean to. Anyways, there's this. We were getting on the topic of free speech a little bit earlier, and I kind of wanted to go a little bit further on that. Now, we're all adults in prison. Everybody's over 18. They're not gonna. They've got, you know, juvenile prisons, and they've got adult prisons, and obviously, I'm in an adult prison. Maybe that's not so obvious after hearing me talking about Alan Wiener's name being funny, but regardless. Now, you would think that because it's all adults here that we...
This call is from a federal prison.
Well, we certainly can't handle that, but, you know, we can't handle, what, R-rated movies? We're not allowed to have R-rated movies. They block, if we get Stars or Encore or anything like that, they put filters on the TVs to block all of the movies, which we do, we are the ones who pay for that with our commissary purchases. Everyone says, you know, oh, these taxpayer dollars are paying for the good, no, we're the ones paying for it. They mark up all of the stuff that we buy in the store 30%, and that's what they use to pay for the TV service and all of that, which is really crappy, by the way, the TV service and the store, but regardless, so we're not allowed to have R-rated movies. We have a music store on our system. We have a computer and an email system, and we have a music store. They mark up the prices on all of the songs, you know, pay $1.55 for each song, and they're censored. We're apparently not allowed to hear the word fuck. We're not allowed to hear the word shit. We're not allowed to hear... They censored the song Springtime for Hitler from the music store, because apparently that is somehow offensive to people who don't like terrible musicals. It's a really bizarre world. Regardless, you've got all of these CEOs running around, and they'll swear up storms. You've got inmates swearing up a storm, but we can watch F-bombs being dropped on TBS, TNT. They've recently started allowing the F-word, and, you know, you're allowed to say the S-word, and all these shit and fuck. You're allowed to say those on TV now, and I keep thinking I'm trying to be radio-friendly, but on BCQ, I can say these words. So they can say these on the radio, certain radio stations, but you cannot say them in prison on TV or the music. Makes no sense. Yeah, we have... It's... What are we ever going to do with these dangerous words? They're so dangerous. Richard Cheese, Gin and Juice, Dead Frog Radio. Let's get into the music. Dead Frog Radio, enjoy.
Every single day I
she's in the living room getting it on. And they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So we gonna smoke an ounce to this. Cheese up, hose down, while you motherfuckers bounce to this. Rolling down the street, smoking indo, sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back!
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Rolling down the street, smoking indo, sipping on gin and juice.
News break. Black rights leaders move forward with their lawsuit against the federal government this week. Maurice Blackman covers this one.
Thank you. Black rights leaders this week formally announced that they are moving forward with a lawsuit over the use of black helicopters for their covert activities.
That ain't cool for real. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Shit, these big motherfuckers be tweaking, you know what I'm saying?
A rough translation of what was just said is that by perpetuating fear using a color associated with a dangerous group of people perpetuates the stereotypes of all blacks being dangerous. The government can just as easily pick another color that doesn't imply that their TVs will be stolen and their property values decrease. Not so fast, says one government insider.
What? You think we want your TVs? How else are we going to get our propaganda to you? We just want to scare people. And black helicopters are known to scare those we want to scare.
Black rights leaders say that this is exactly the problematic thinking that led to people fearing black helicopters. Why aren't people afraid of white helicopters? Because they're white? They're not as fast as strong? It's blatant racism, pure and simple. Black Lives Matter will be staging a protest where they'll have white and blue helicopters shooting down black helicopters to prove a point. They released a statement saying, quote, "It's time to stop pretending there isn't a problem. The government is using black helicopters to demonize black people, and it needs to stop." No other details are known about the protest or the lawsuit at this point, but we will update you on the latest. Maurice Blackman, DFR News.
Well, it finally happened. It's always been said they could do it, and they finally have. What exactly? Ron Bailey reports.
Ham, cheese, bread, a ham sandwich, a felonious ham sandwich, if Pedro County prosecutors have their say.
We're here to officially file charges against Mr. Sandwich for criminal loitering with intent to commit a felony. Mr. Sandwich, who was within 1,000 feet of a school zone, and thus a protected child-safe, drug-free, crime-free zone, was in the vicinity of an unidentified individual possessing a gun. By failing to report this offense, Mr. Sandwich is criminally liable for the actions of the unidentified individual, as well as obstruction of justice and the previously mentioned criminal loitering with intent to commit a felony.
The lawyer of the sandwich spoke to DFR News about the case.
See, the problem is, with the law the way it is, Mr. Sandwich doesn't even have to know the man had a gun. He was within 10 feet of him at one point, so he's liable for not reporting that the individual had a gun in a child-safe, drug-free, crime-free zone. This will be a very tough case, but I do believe that we have a good chance here.
Ham Sandwich is currently in protective custody after Muslims threatened him for being a ham sandwich. And we will obviously bring you the latest as we get word. Ron Baylor, DFR News.
That's the Dead Frog News Break for the week. Catch us again next week for the latest news that nobody else is covering. Bottom of the hour, right here on Dead Frog Radio.
Thank you for sitting down with me. Were you ever bullied?
No, I wasn't.
Has it happened that somebody has done something to you to wound you?
I try and unwound myself.
I feel like you're trying to get out of bounds.
I go hard. I go hard, hard. If I was off, I would not have gotten this far. I go hard. I go hard. I go hard.
I'm familiar.
I say, sit down, everybody, and they don't sit down. They refuse to sit down. They don't sit down. Sit down, everybody, and they don't sit down. They refuse to sit down. They don't sit down.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Sit down.
They refuse to sit down. They don't sit down. If I don't go all the way, if I don't win, it'll be a mistake. A complete waste of energy and money and money and money and money and money money money. If I don't look back and say I wish I didn't do this or that, I'm not stupid. It's a fact. I never had a drink. The thing that gets me in trouble is a retweet or a killer than a tweet. I retweet. I respond to what they did to me. I'm gonna fight back. It's not a one-way street. I go hard. I go hard, hard. If I was soft, I would not have gotten this far. I go hard. I go hard. I go hard.
I'm familiar.
Yes, hard.
USA, 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 USA. Listen to the words I'm about to say. Death
weakness, destruction, lives ruined, corruption. We don't win anymore. The situation is worse than it has ever been before. China rapes our country. Mexico sends weapons. They take our money. What's going on? What's going on? The gays, the lesbians, the Japanese, the Mexicans. What's going on? It's the gays will say. What's going on? What's going on? They're making Ghostbusters with only women. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Leave Tom Brady alone. What's going on?
Freedom and return to freedom. The internet's keep it free. Don't give it away to Russia and China. Protect your family. Vote your conscience. Vote for candidates you trust.
Lion 10. Lion 10.
Don't mess with my wife. Don't mess with hamburger prices. Hamburger prices have gone up 40%.
Ted Cruz is a pussy.
Heidi is my best friend. She is the love of my life. The hamburger prices have gone up. I liked hamburgers, so that sucks.
What's going on? What's going on? They're making Ghostbusters with only women. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
Hamburger prices have gone up 40%.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
If Marvin Gaye were alive today, it's a fair prediction that he'd say.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
Leave Tom Brady alone.
What's going on?
Ritmo ragatanga. And the DJ that he knows, well, on the spot
Frog Radio. That was the Ketchup song of all songs. Really? It's a crazy song, it's a terrible song, but it is so damn catchy. How do you not tap your toes and kind of bop along? It's ridiculous. Now, let's go ahead and get a little bit more serious here now. Donald Trump. Here's the problem. Now, if I was on the outside, I'd probably vote for him. He's crazy. He's nuts. He's populist anger. And the thing is the situation is ripe for populist anger. I get that. And the choice is Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. Nah, chances are I'd probably actually legitimately vote for the third party candidate, Gary Johnson, the libertarian candidate. I am fairly libertarian in my beliefs. I don't necessarily subscribe to the party and all of their beliefs. They go a little extreme in some ways. But Donald Trump? He's either going to be something really good or really bad. And the problem is, you've got a terrible economy. You've got a situation very similar, very, very similar to what they had during World War II and Nazi Germany when Hitler took power. It's very, very eerily similar, and then this white knight comes along, maybe he'll be good. I'm not going to go ahead and say he's Hitler. I don't know what he is. I don't agree with a lot of the things he espouses. He runs his mouth about a lot of things, and I'm not sure that I agree with them. But he can either be really good or really bad. I don't think we're going to have a middle ground with him. I know he's very polarizing, but I'm just warning you guys, you know, be careful what you wish for, because populist anger has led to some very, very, very bad things in the past, and obviously I'm not going to recommend voting for Hillary, because I believe she is pretty damn evil as well, but I don't know where to get. I don't know what to tell you, folks. It's really, really bad out there. I can't believe that this is the choices in this election. Terrible, terrible, terrible stuff. And speaking of terrible stuff, here's the Muppets on Dead Frog Radio. Are you serious?
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy, 'cause I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me. To me.
Mama. Mama? Yeah. Mama.
Silhouette of a clam. Scaramouche, scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening.
Me, 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 me.
Galileo,
me, 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 me.
Galileo, Galileo, me, 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 Figaro.
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, spared in his life from this
monstrosity. No, no, no.
He's Easy come, easy go. Will you let me go?
Manama, no.
Let me throw.
Manama, no. They will not let you throw.
Let me blow.
They will not let you blow.
Let me jump.
Do not like your jokes.
Let me jump.
Do not like your jokes.
Let me jump.
No, 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 no.
For Nigiri, for Nigiri.
Mamma mia, let me go.
Пали парахода. Нема време, донеси шампанското и шотландското.
А холандското?
Три минути до голямата забава. Ако си мома, стой си у дома тогава. Аз съм това, дето цяла вечер с мене пози. А който ед поред беше този. Кой може да целува точно така като мен, че да искаш още кажи ми.
Друг няма кой да целува така. Няма кой да ме иска така.
Кой може да обича точно така като мен, толкова силно кажи.
Няма кой да обича така, толкова силно.
Виж кво, май ме фана алкохола. По-красива си от набербато в гола. Оня ката жия, вика да не барам. Кой ме накара, пил да кара. Дай 5 лева. Още сето по-добре е да съм на морето, не на небето. Ела с мен на яхта, мани плейсмен. По пясъка оставам стъпки като спейсмен. Тая София направо ми дотегна. Айде на Съни Бич, Нобел да отседна. Цела вечер дискотеката е пълна. По-модерно е сега да си безвълна. Ти къде си мини да те видя после? Колко точно да чакам гости? Тая работа не е като най-мис. До кога ще ме викаш на бис? Кой може да целува точно така като мен, че да искаш още кажи ми.
Друг няма кой да целува така. Няма кой да ме иска така.
Кой може да обича точно така като мен, толкова силно кажи ми.
Друг няма кой да обича така, толкова силно. Още искам да те има, да съм твоя най-любима. Време за любов и думи, нека има помежду ни. И преди да те желая, научи ме за да зная, че любов така гореща е любов една. Кой да целува така, няма кой да ме иска така.
Кой може да обича точно така като мен, толкова силно кажи ми.
Друг няма кой да обича така, толкова силно.
Кой може да целува точно така като мен, че да искаш още кажи ми.
Друг няма кой да целува така, няма кой да ме иска така.
Кой може да обича точно така като мен, толкова силно кажи ми.
няма кой да обича така, толкова силно.
Radio. That was some Ustata right there. Ustata. That was Bulgarian rap music. I'm not even Bulgarian. Why do... Really? Why do I like... It doesn't matter. I like a bunch of foreign music. One of the reasons that I like foreign music is the music has to stand on its own. You don't have any words to dress up any shortcomings of the song. You might have a deep song. No, the song's got to stand on its own merits, and... It's a Bulgarian rap song that's... It's just crazy. It's mixing chalga, which is a traditional Bulgarian music, with rap. It's really interesting. I don't understand what is so interesting about it, but it just... It makes my toes go. It makes my head bob. It's just really catchy. Speaking of foreign music, we're going to go ahead and throw our traditional once-a-week Japanese song in here. We've got some more Judy and Mary for you. And it is radio, which is appropriate because I'm on the radio. It's right here on Dead Frog Radio, WBCQ, the planet.
Ooh, can you hear me? Can you hear my radio?
Talk to the machine.
Frog Radio is funded by my savings account and your donations. And since I literally earn $5.25 a month, I definitely appreciate your donations to keep this going. Information on how to donate is on our Facebook page, or contact us and ask. Your feedback, support, reception reports, and hate mail is always welcome. You can find us at facebook.com/deadfrogradio, DEADFROG radio, like a dead amphibian that died in the summer sun. You can email us, deadfrogmedia@gmail.com. We also accept potentially deadly toxic powders via regular mail, along with your letters or cash bribes. Write to Dead Frog Media, P.O. Box 64, Thompson, Ohio, 44086. Special thanks to Tommy Guns for turning my incoherent ramblings into a passable radio show. Thanks to Karma for all the Google foo he has provided. Without him, WBCQ would never have had the regret that comes with airing Dead Frog Radio. Also, thanks to Scout for handling the social media and financial side of the show. You rock! Dead Frog Radio is a production of Dead Frog Media. Thanks, Captain Obvious. And finally, thank you for listening to Dead Frog Radio. I bid you a farewell and good night from my current home in federal prison to all of you listening out there on the 50,000-watt monster WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA, and via the TuneIn Radio app for Android and iOS. And now, I hang up the payphone and disconnect the cradle modem. ATH, shutdown-H now. Good night.